The first White House Coronavirus Task Force briefing under the Biden administration set the tone for its public pandemic response. It reflects President Joe Biden's promise to be straight with the nation about the state of the pandemic, which has already claimed more than 425,000 lives in the U.S. As the new Biden administration embraces more realism, health officials and scientists are projecting a bleak road ahead. A surge in deaths, 90,000 in the next month. Dr. Rochelle Walensky is the new director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
If we continue on the current trajectory, the CDC most recent national ensemble forecast predicts that 479,000 to 514,000 COVID-19 deaths will be reported by February 20th, 2021. I know this is not news we all want to hear, but this is something we must say so we are all aware. But if we are united in action, we can turn things around. Continuing to expand safe, effective vaccination is key to ending the COVID-19 pandemic and bringing our country back to health.
Experts outlined efforts to improve the delivery and injection of vaccines to slow the spread and death toll. It's a sharp contrast to Donald Trump's approach to public briefings, where Trump would often make off-the-cuff comments undermining public health officials with his unproven ideas like injecting bleach and exposure to ultraviolet rays. President Joe Biden was not present for the public briefing. Instead, the briefings featured public health experts and scientists like Andy Slavitt, former director for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. He says the anticipated uptick in deaths come as the new administration faces challenges in rolling out a nationwide vaccination effort.
Any stockpile that may have existed previously no longer exists. Right now, I want to level with the public that we are facing two constraining factors. The first is getting enough supply quickly enough, and the second is the ability to administer the vaccines quickly once they're produced and sent out to the sites. We are taking action to increase supply and increase capacity, but even so, it will be months before everyone who wants a vaccine will be able to get one.
Mass vaccine challenges come as at least three coronavirus mutations have health officials concerned, one in South Africa, one in the UK, and one in Brazil. The more contagious variant, first detected in South Africa, was just detected in Alabama. It's at least the 25th state in the nation to detect the new variant. The nation's top infectious disease specialist, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and chief medical advisor to President Biden, warns there are concerns about vaccine efficacy against the mutated COVID-19 strain.
Things get a bit more problematic when you go to the 351, or what we're seeing as the dominant one in South Africa, because in that regard, there is a moderate diminution, namely a multifold diminution in the in vitro neutralization by vaccine-induced antibodies. However, and this is an important however, it still is well within the cushion of protection. However, given that as a fact now, we have to be concerned looking forward at what the further evolution of this might be.
The White House Coronavirus Task Force briefing was conducted virtually. Administration officials appeared on Zoom from separate locations, in keeping with the Biden administration's efforts to model best practices for safe work habits in the pandemic. The task force is committing to holding three public briefings each week. That's another contrast to the Trump administration, which ended the practice of regular scientific briefings early on in the pandemic, after then-President Trump expressed anger over dire warnings about the coronavirus. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.